I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today, a lot of Americans are wondering why Washington can't pass gun control legislation. The U.S. Senate rejected a number of such measures yesterday, even after last week's mass shooting in Orlando. It feels as if Americans on both sides of the gun debate are unwilling to even talk to each other. So we start the show today with an opinion that might surprise you. It's from a National Rifle Association member who supports several gun control measures.
I think that just the fact that you got the money and you can go, you have a clear background, you know, clean sheet, you go and buy one without ever having taken the first step to learn why and how, it's very dangerous.
Luis Quiñones is a member of the NRA. When he was 17 years old, he moved to the U.S. from Guatemala. Quiñones says growing up in a country at war made him appreciate gun ownership.
In one particular case, I remember we almost got shot with a family. Several bullets hit just about a foot in the top of us, which is not something you want to remember the rest of your life, to be sure.
Yeah.
So the violence, some people think that if you see enough of it, you get insulated. No, it's not. I don't care how many times you see it, every time it impacts you.
Can you imagine, though, if those guns had not been available to anybody in Guatemala? Wouldn't your life be completely different?
Well, but it goes to show you that the people who want guns will get them. Guns in Mexico, guns in Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras, which has some of the highest murder rates in the world, are illegal. You know, in order to get one, you have to go through so many rules. And in essence, you have to know someone, the vice president, the presidency of the country, to get a permit. Yet, everyone is aware of the tremendous massacres that happen every day in Mexico, every day in Guatemala. El Salvador is one of the worst, most violent countries in the world.
You do accept the fact that some of those guns, a lot of those guns, are coming from the United States, where there are a lot of loose guns.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, we know some of them, our government was responsible for it. We understand that there is a lot of illegal trade.
What do you own today in terms of firearms?
I own an AR-15, a shotgun, and I also own six handguns of different calibers, and they all have a purpose. You know, some people say, well, why do you own six guns, you know, handguns? And because one is a 22, which I use for target practice, frankly, because it's cheaper to shoot the 22. 20% of the cost of a 45, for example, bullet. So I use it. And I also use the 22 to teach some of the people who had never shot before. I used it to train my own children, you know, when they were 8, 9 years old, to show them respect, not fear. And we never had a problem where they were curious and they wanted to touch the gun or grab it or whatever. You know, they learned from an early age that it's not a toy. That's what's lacking in our community. Yes. Would I like to be in utopia? Of course.
What do you tell people when they say, wow, AR-15, why do you need an assault rifle?
In my case, it's because it reminds me of my youth when I was serving in the United States Marine Corps and the hot jungles of Vietnam. And, you know, the first rifle that basically protected my life was the AR-15. And let me tell you, I think part of me bought it because of this constant attack on the Second Amendment. You know, some of the other side is saying, you know, these are bad, 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 bad. So curiosity says, let me find out why. So I tried it. Nostalgia, you know, when I was a young kid, stupid kid, defending, you know, whatever ideals we were defending back in Vietnam. And most people that I, when I speak to people about why do they own their AR-15s or AK-47s, it's because they're saying, well, you know, we heard so much about it that they attacked it, attacked it, attacked it, attacked it, that I want to see what is it all about.
Luis, are people surprised when they find out you're an immigrant and a member of the NRA?
Yes, but I actually find that surprise more from the non-immigrant side, the white side, let's say. Number one, they hear me, they say, so you know, you're a U.S. citizen, right? I said, absolutely. And, you know, I was a military officer, and they're kind of surprised. And then when they hear me speak about my views on gun control, immigration issues, you know, they kind of are taken back. However, among my contemporaries, you know, the immigrants from various countries, I'm not unique. I think that we share, 60% of the people share the same views, especially those who have lived through the unrest in their native countries.
Luis Quiñones, 64-year-old businessman, was born in Guatemala. He's now a U.S. citizen and a member of the NRA. Luis, great to meet you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.